Good evening. NBC brings you Coast to Coast from Birdland, the jazz corn of the world, an all-star jazz concert for the next 25 minutes. And as we start things off, we notice a very astute group up on stage. Pete Brown on alto, Leonard Gaskin on bass, Haywood Jackson on drums, and Sir Reginald Ashley at the Steinway. Four astute gentlemen. They start off with something called How High the Moon. Gentlemen, the downbeat. Pete Brown, his alto and group, before a music-loving audience here at Birdland. We're going to settle on Strike Up the Band for the second number?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a tune by Les Frères Gershwin, George and Ira. I think that means Brothers Gershwin, doesn't it? Hey, all right. It's called Strike Up the Band. Thank you. Rock up the band. Pete Brown, his alto and group. In the winder-upper spot for the Pete Brown group, after which Kay Winding joins us, here is something called Perdido. Gentlemen. That's Pete Brown and group. And right now they're playing something in back of me, the name of which escapes me. Jumping with Semi-Classical Sam or something. Thank you, Jeff. We change the scene a bit. We bring on a whole new aggregation. Let me tell you once more that NBC is sending your way coast to coast. Music from Birdland, the jazz corner of the world at Broadway and 53rd Street. So if you happen to be listening in Beverly Hills, or Santa Monica, or Denver, or Chicago, well worth the trip into Birdland, where practically right next door to you. We continue with our all-star jazz group, led by Kay Winding on trombone. Let me see. We have Gene Ramey on bass, Ed Shaughnessy on drums, Kenny Durham on trumpet. Fellow at the piano is named Silver, right? Horace Silver, and the fellow on alto, Jackie McLean. All right, that straightens everything out. Tune written in 1925 by Irving Berlin. Done up in refreshing style by the Kay Winding Group. It's called Always, gentlemen. Thank you. As always, any questions? Jazz is one of the few Native American forms of music, and in the jazz idiom, you can run the gamut from old Dixieland jazz to that which is more progressive. That which you are hearing coast to coast at the moment is definitely more progressive. The Kay Winding Group, we turn now to a tune which rumor has it was written by Hoagie Carmichael as he was striding across the campus of Indiana University at twilight. I don't know whether you subscribe to that press agent blurb or not, but it's probably the most popular American ballad of all time. Kay Winding offers Stardust. That was Stardust. Gentlemen, we only have a minute till we get off the air, so while I tell the people what's been taking place, why don't you just swing in to Lady Be Good and give me a little background riffing. You're hearing the Kay Winding Group in the background. NBC has brought you Coast to Coast, music from Birdland. Our show tonight has been an all-star jazz show with the Kay Winding Group and Pete Brown and his group. We'll return again on Thursday night with more music. Once again, it'll be our pleasure to bring you songs by Sarah Vaughan and the incomparable Slim Gallen. So we'll see you again Thursday night. Until then, this is Bill Williams saying thanks for listening and good night from Birdland.
Three chimes mean good times on NBC.